Now toward left half back to the Fremantle Dockers. Oh, Sandlin should have taken that easily. Allowed Hale to take possession. Handballs off. Schoenmakers, 51 from home for the Hawks. Kicks up toward full forward off the back. Bruce takes possession. Snaps back on the right. And that is a beautiful goal to Luke Bruce. The perfect start for Hawthorn, all created through Fremantle error.
They've got a man clear on the wing. Has to be a good kick in that direction. DeRay's bumped into by Fife in the air. That was dangerous stuff. And it's going to be a free kick to Hawthorn on the wing.
They made him earn it, so he should.
And it's going to be a 50-minute penalty as well.
Oh, that's fallen for the crowd there. That's...
But shit,
get up.
Wasn't looking at the ball. Was Fife. He went hard at DeRay. He wasn't reported then, was he?
Nah.
Nat Fife?
Nah.
DeRay's okay. DeRay to kick from 45 metres out. Not too much of an angle. Usually a good kick of the football. And that is just snuck inside. It looked good off the boot, but it faded late. And he managed to find the major opening.
Mark taken on the wing by Fife. Handball Clancy Pierce. Kicks down the western or outer side of the ground. Mark taken by Lockie Neal. This is better from the Frio Dockers. Handball to Ballantyne. Kicks forward. Mark at right half forward to DeBoer. Goes back. Wanted to take on Shields. Got around him. Feeds a handball. Lockie Neal. Set shot at goal. Sails on. They went fast. They went direct. They got the goal.
Puopolo back to Hale. Half forward, got Bradley Hill inside, 65 from home, steps around one, puts it on the boot, kicks it long to the top of the square, Hodge and Fife, and Hodge wins out, takes the mark inside 50. And Luke Hodge from virtually point blank range, 15 metres out, forward pocket, steers through the Hawks third.
Schoenmakers, that raking left boot inside 50, that is a perfect kick from Schoenmakers, the lead equal to the task as McAvoy came out. Presented beautifully, Bradley back in the side this week at the expense of Jonathan Segler. He'll line up directly in front here and will kick from about 40-45 metres out.
Yeah, and you don't have to look at the Taylor Giray kick from earlier in the quarter, how quickly it bent left to right the closer it got to the goal face, so he does need to allow.
Three goals won this season for Ben McAvoy. The drop punt toward the goal line. It came back late, but came back enough. And Hawthorn has its fourth.
The runner here is Matt Spanger, who's forward of centre. The crowd urge him to go for it. He chips instead for McAvoy, who takes a mark inside 50 for the Hawks and will go back and have a set shot at goal from 45 metres out, about a 50-degree angle. This kick on its way. He likes it. So does the goal umpire. McAvoy kicks his second.
Put race on. Bradley Hill, Stephen Hill, the battle of the brothers. You got to love that. Bradley Hill got there first. He gets bragging rights at family dinner tonight. Great intercept mark by Gibson. Handball to Mitchell. Stabs at a pass inside 50. The old captain to the new captain. And Luke Hodge takes the mark. Fairly acute angle. Wrong side for a left footer. So interesting to see what he does here, Brad, whether he goes a banana or whether he can try and thread the needle with a drop punt.
Oh, he should go the right foot. He's that close to the goal face. He can kick the, on his non-dominant side, Hodgie. He can do the party trick if he wants to.
He's right up against the fence in this left forward pocket. He looks inboard just to see if there may be a sneaky option to go with a pass. This to take the margin beyond five goals. The drop punt. Oh, he threaded it beautifully. He didn't need to go on the right track. Beautiful kick from Luke Hodge. Fremantle can ill afford to concede a goal here as McAvoy grabs it out of the ruck. Puopolo, a soccer off the ground. Don't tell me. The goal umpire contemplating, looking to the field umpire. We're going to have a score review.
Concede goal.
So you heard it in the background.
You have to go with champion data to find out who actually gets credited with the goal. I thought it was a goal to McAvoy.
Yeah, it's a goal. It's a goal to the Hawks.
Pat now kicks for Walters.
Take
Walters
on
50. He could have. Sets it up to the top of the square. Zach Clark lets it bounce. It'll roll its way home.
So
great start for the Dockers to the third term.
Thrown up. Tap down to the base of the pack. Bradley Hill. Chance for a quick snap on goal. He just worked it back enough.
Just not smart.
To Ballantyne. Sidesteps late, but only just. Gets clear on the wing. Handball sets up Mazungu back to Ballantyne.
They're fiddling around with it, Fremantle. Need to get it forward. Ballantyne kicks wide now for Sandilands. Too tough for the big man to get there to mark it. Gathers. Handball to his other ruckman there in Clark. Back to Sandilands. The two giants there just sharing it amongst themselves. After it, Barlow, the kick went inside 50. They've scrambled it forward. Main will get a shot on goal, and he somehow snapped it truly. That is one of the ugliest passages of play for a goal you will ever see. Handball Mitchell to Rioli to Stratton. Kick inside 50 for the Hawks. Bruce used the body well. Lost his opponent in the flight. Pushed upfield off it and has taken the mark in the left forward pocket. And we'll go back and have a set shot at goal from 25 metres out, 45 degree angle. Bruce, generally from here, you'd back him in every day of the week. And he kicks his second goal of the afternoon.
Ball thrown up, Sandilands, McAvoy, third man up, Bruce, won it down, Sheridan, fed out a handball, can't clear it.
Bruce,
there's a too high infringement in the tackle, it's gone against Fremantle. It was Luke Bruce who was taken high, he just gets up a little bit ginger. It was Clancy Pierce, the man infringing on that occasion. Luke Bruce on the slightest of angles, 20 metres out, the drop up, he's got three. As the Hawks run it off half-back, Spanger, a handball. The support act is Jordan Lewis. He drills it onto the chest of Luke Bruce, already with three goals this afternoon. Inside 50, Bradley Hill comes through and marks in front of Alex Pierce, squares it up to centre half forward. Isaac Smith, who's probably been a little bit quiet for the Hawks this afternoon, but one of Luke Bruce's best mates, takes the mark, will line up directly in front of goal. Smith kicks. It's online early. It stays online. Isaac Smith becomes Hawthorne's seventh individual goal scorer of the evening.
Sandilands a hit out. In the middle, Subin wrestling there with Shields. Shields tumbles a kick to the 50, and it's marked by Suckling. 55 from goal. Suckling's got it. Sends it long towards the top of the square. Hale getting back there on Ibbotson. He'll have the size and the strength to take the mark. And the ruckman will go back from 10 metres out, 45 degree angle, and you'd expect slot through another. Hale about to have the shot on goal. Right forward pocket, he just sneaks it inside the left-hand goal post. Handball to Bradley Hill, kick inside, 52 easy. Bruce took the mark, handballs it away to Hodge, could have gone back and had the shot himself, and the skipper doesn't let him down. Now he becomes the equal leading goal scorer in the game with his third, joining the man who gave it to him, Luke Bruce. Handball to Subin, kick out wide for Daniel Pierce. Just forward of the wing for Fremantle. Sends them inside 50. Great kick, stretching, and the mark is taken by Mundy. Oh, a rare inside 50 entry resulting in a mark for the Dockers. And David Mundy to have the set shot as they try to get a little bit of respectability back on the scoreboard. And he pops it through for the first goal.
Here they come!
Of the final term. A long way back from here for the Dockers.
Getting the punch away from behind was Zach Clark running onto it. Gee, Billy Hartung's got a bit of pace about him. Handball to Bradley Hill. High kick. Inside 50. Jordan Lewis. Jordan Lewis lined that kick up about 5 minutes ago. He just sat underneath it. And all the Dockers players, Bradley, was sprinting toward him, but he had enough time by himself to sit underneath it, take a simple chest mark. He'll go back on a slight angle and surely slot through his first of the evening. Lewis kicks, goals. Party time for the Hawks. Even the fans are a little bit lackluster. They've had to cheer 14 goals this afternoon.
Back to Suckling, Hale to Hartung. Kick inside, 50 over the back, Mitchell. It just cleared the fingertips there of Lee Spurt. And Daniel Pierce playing on Sam Mitchell, who was steaming out of full forward, has taken a mark down low. We'll go back and have a set shot at goal. And Sam Mitchell to have the shot at goal from 35 metres out. Not too much of an angle. Easily done. Pops it through. And Mitchell joins in the goal-scoring fun for Hawthorne.
Gibson through the centre of the ground. The kick wasn't great. Ballantyne couldn't take the intercept mark, allowed Rioli to take it. Kick out wide, Sean Burgoyne loops the handball over the top. Opportunity for Brian Lake to have a shot at goal. Toward the goal square, a little bit of holding. It bounces over the pack, but there's a free kick in the goal square.
Mitchell following the lead in again. He's got the free kick.
Free kick in the goal square.
It's going to Pioppolo.
And it's going to go to Paul Pioppolo.
I would have given it to Mitchell.
Second goal to Paul Pioppolo. in his 100th game.
Long, oh, McAvoy. He's had a big afternoon. Takes a good mark at halfback. He set up Mitchell with a handball, but good enough to get it further afield. Here's Gunston. He has been quiet, one of the rare hawks, but he sets up a teammate here. Bruce takes the mark, runs into the open goal, and just casually dribbles through another. Four goals for Luke Bruce this afternoon. Birchall spills to Alex Pierce. Handball away to Mundy. Mundy a snap from about 45 out. Hasn't got the legs, but it's marked in the square. And Michael Barlow will go back and have a shot from at the top of the goal square. Been a disappointing old day for the Dockers. That's just their fifth of the afternoon. And it comes at the 20-minute mark of the final term.
Barlow shot a goal. No mark over to be taken in the goal square.
It was a mark.
Was it?
Pav.
I reckon he just got enough of it. You're right, Brad. Matthew Pavlich in the goal square. Umpire was late on the call. Fremantle's sixth individual goal scorer. Not one multiple for Fremantle this afternoon.
He's done it, Shane.
He kicks that, Matthew Pavlich. So that's their third goal of the quarter, Fremantle. They've been outplayed, outskilled. And it's going to be a big 72-point win to the Hawks. 72 points against the ladder leaders, Fremantle. And while it's a little bit of despair for the Dockers, make no doubt, the Hawks, premiership contenders again in 2015. The final score in Aurora Stadium, Hawthorn 17-13, 115. Fremantle 6-7, 43.